well. And it's interesting to see the flip side of this. The other poems were, I'd say, more innocent and a bit naive, which is appropriate to a, you know, 7 or 8 year old. And then here you have an adolescent maybe taking on some of those more intense themes in a different way.
I think it's a very strong poem because he assumes a persona, a dying soldier in the trenches, and the fact that he uses the first person, I mean, it's very close. It makes it feel very, very near. I think that's the great achievement of this poem, is that it is in the first person.
A classmate of Gaspar, Alessia de Gennaro, she hasn't managed to send in an audio. I wonder whether one of you would hazard to read it. Thanks, Kate.
No problem.
Alessia, she's reading your poem.
A flowered meadow lay, free, isolated, untouched by rock or clay. Flowers grew on the sea of grass, among a town of little mass. A place of friends and harmony, of peace and love forevermore, and laughter fills the beach's shore, and no such thing as woe or melancholy. A world like this is hard to find, for this earth has one hateful mind. If war stays, we won't survive, for it will corrupt our minds and thrive. We must keep what little peace we've made. We must not let this fade. We shall stand hand in hand and create a thriving band to protect the world we crave.
It has a very strong rhyme scheme, and that makes it easy to follow and accounts for its clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of clear images.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have rhyme in such a fashion, is it something that is taught, or is it something that you take by reading a lot of poetry?
Oh, I think it comes from reading.
She's internalized quite
handsomely
here. And how does poetry sit in academia? Is it a living art form, or maybe this activity is quite good for breaking, giving them the idea that poetry is more living art?
Yes, poetry has maybe fallen off in its popularity and its relevance, at least it's perceived that way. But luckily, we still have strong groups of poets writing. And
well, Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong. Poetry is kind of cousin to oral storytelling.
So well, it's related to storytelling, but also to music and dance. I think that's originally where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Contemporary poetry is very often based on sound networks that are set up within the poem. Not very much rhymed poetry is being written today, but there are people who are going back and renewing the whole idea of rhymed poetry.
And maybe some of these children.
And maybe some of these children will grow up to become great poets.
Should we take a bite into a few more from the London School? So here we have Are We Different? By Esther.
Are you different than me? Open your eyes and try to see. There might be people different than you and me. We might have different faces or come from different places. We might not look the same, but we can play a game. We might be very small, but that is not all. We might be a different colour, but we are the same as each other.
It's not like you had to find something random to rhyme. It was almost like given as a gift.
Yes. And rhyme, of course, is an aid to memory. For centuries, poems were memorized, and the fact that they rhymed made it that much easier to commit them to memory. So.
And we have Rayon with World Peace.
Peace is something that is powerful and strong. Even if it is hard to get, the world can be at peace if we try. When we are born, peace is inside all of us. When we grow, we have paths to choose. To be the one to stop all of this mess, peace will save hundreds of lives. Peace is the key to all doors. Every door is the key to peace.
This smacks of ideas rather than rhyme. But it still has a valid place in poem canon.
Yes, it does, especially the ending, because there's an inversion. Every door to peace, or every door is the key to peace, I think it is.
Peace is the key to all doors. Every door is the key to peace.
We have Christophe here. I labelled as a bit naive, which is also a quality.
Equality. I look at you and me, but I don't know what I see. We may have a different name, but we are so much the same. We both have eyes, arms and faces, even though we're in different places. I know we sometimes take different sides, but we can still hop on the same playground rounds.
We can still hop on at the same playground rides.
Yes.
Living his innocence and hoping that other people join, whichever age.
And using the similar rhymes as well. Faces and places, I believe it was.
Moving on to a song that was sent in by 23-year-old Maylis Nerund. She tells us that she has been playing guitar since she was 8. Just 3 years ago, started singing. She sent in this beautiful a cappella where she talks about colour, silence, and she wants people to imagine.
Take a breath, close your eyes, for it. Close your eyes and imagine a noise. Do you hear this noise? Yeah, this little one, so sweet, so quiet, that nobody is listening it. It's sweet and at the same time it's strong. All around you this energy is. You like to catch it, but you can't. You just need to be with now. Pay attention, silence is talking with you. Take a breath, keep close your eyes, and imagine a color, your color. That one is reflecting your mood, your feeling at this moment. Your body is a color, you embody that energy. You like to fix it, but you can't. You just need to be with now. You are the color, all around you in the night. Color and noise are connected, still living balanced. Take a breath, open slowly your eyes, and live in.
Kate, you mentioned she talked about herself doing meditation as well. She's asking the people to relax, take a moment.
To listen to the silence. I think it's interesting too, the listeners can't see it, but she's spelled imagine apostrophe in, and then it ends with live in. I like this idea of imagining being more to go inside. So self-reflection, I guess.
The contrast between imagining something, which is in the mind, and the image, which is something we look at. And I think she has both.
And she's more at the shaping and scoping words around musical themes and rhythms.
Yes, it's very much about energy, this poem. Like that energy is what gets things done. You embody that energy and playing with body and embody. And the energy comes through with the snapping fingers as well.
They've gone through this process, and I feel like them being broadcast in a show like this, alongside each other, is also part of the process. And does it end by being heard in the company of others, or what's the advice that you give to these?
Well, keep writing.
Yes, definitely.
Keep writing, keep recording, keep trying to have your poems heard.
Yeah, and I think it's been interesting too to play with different formats. And we saw rhyming poems, we saw a bit of slam with repetition, we saw singing. Yeah, that's all part of the process as well, and not to get too hung up on, oh, I have to rhyme, or, oh, I have to, you know, have really big images, you know.
And I think the fact that they experiment with words is very important, and not just writing compositions about certain subjects, but letting themselves go.
And I think kids, like we saw as well, with the singing, kids are daring, they're still trying new things, so I think now is the time.
I think for anybody listening that maybe wants to contribute their own poem, they can phone in. There's a station number on the front page, www.worldradioparis.fr. We can list any contributions that people want to make, so come on board, phone the number and leave some poems. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks, everybody.
Okay, cheers.
Urban States, Season 2, Episode 2, marking World Radio Day 2015.